בוקר טוב רבותיי, תראה איזה יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת ויתחנן נחמו, תראה איזה י' ג' באב, moving right along, שבת ט"ו באב. לא היו ימים טובים לישראל כ-15 באב אחרי יום הכיפורים. יעשו לשם שמיים. By the way, people make a mistake on this Gemara. Hello, תקשיב טוב. Yeah, the boys and girls did not get together. First of all, the Orchot Chaim, people make this mistake all the time. Okay? The Orchot Chaim says, not all the girls did this. Only the girls who had really hard times finding Shiduchim. And the Chachamim said that if they don't do this, they're not ever going to get married, even though among them there were rich girls and beautiful girls and poor girls and whatever. So what do you see from here? That Shidduchim has nothing to do with your socioeconomic status. It's a, you know, many people have a hard time finding Shidduchim. You know what I'm saying? So that's a zah. So you have to know like this. Rabbi said, takshivu tov. So now, over there, it doesn't say that the boys and girls spoke and they had cocktails and whatever. The girls would stand there and dance. The guys would stand from the side and see. Kol echad, you know, would be mesim ayin on one of the girls. And afterwards, they'd call Shadchan, oh, I saw this girl, can you make the shidduch? It didn't become over there in a nightclub, chas v'shalom. No, they didn't get married right away. I'd say, oh, I saw Bat Ploni over there. Do you mind to make the shidduch? Mevin? Bederech shel kashrut. It wasn't the most glad kosher, but on the, no, because the most glad kosher is not to do like that. Ela, you go to Shadchan, visit like a date, like they used to. Even the Orchot Chaim says this was only b'di'avad for the girls who had a hard time for a while, and then they did it like this. No, that happens. Be'emet. Kacha, sometimes it's done. Even sometimes, you know, how do sometimes people, you know, this one, you know, sometimes you go to chasana or whatever, you look over the mechitza. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I saw this one, and he makes zeh osa shiduch lachaver shelo, zeh osa shiduch lachaver shelo. You know what I'm saying? Mazeh? For whom? Well, the ones that are married, you know what I'm saying? Because they were already married. The ones that didn't have a hard time, by definition, they're married. So all those girls were all single. Now, in Nachon, in order to avoid Busha, the Gemara says that the Chachamim were taken. Now, among the singles, you had rich girls, you had poor girls, you had pretty girls, you had ones that were not so pretty. As lachin ma'asu chachamim, everybody borrowed white dresses. V'zeh shekulam yu b'shaveh, shaveh b'shaveh. You know what I'm saying? Yes, nachon over there among the singles, not to make competition. Chas shalom v'zeh nachon. Hello, takshiv tov. Adoni, takshiv ata tov. That's why in Beis Yaakov is ma'asu. So b'chokhmah, they took it from this gemara. By girls, they have uniforms. Why?
It's not white.
Yeah, well, they're not looking for shidduchim yet. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah, they go uniform is why. Competition in clothing, especially by girls, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created them. All the Baalei Musar say, Tzigmara. You know, by many of the minim, many of the creatures in the world, you know, I wouldn't say most, but many of the creatures in the world, who's the more pretty one? The male is more pretty. By human beings, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it in a certain way. Kadosh Baruch Hu asah b'chokhmah that the men are more masculine and like rougher or whatever, and the prettier one of the men is the nekivot. Kacha asah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, and over there, part of their clothing visit. Can you imagine what it would be? How do you go learn? How do you go study or focus on your studies or focus on Yirat Shamayim? Visit kol pam. Everybody's trying to outdo each other. Nicer outfit, nicer zeh. Basof kulam. Yeah. No, they banned certain clothes, but they didn't ban certain lacks of clothes. אתה מבין מה אני אומר? לא להתלבש זה בסדר, אבל להתלבש בזה זה לא בסדר. טיפשי. Anyway, בקיצור, משפטים בלידאום. Everything, אין שכל. אין שכל, אין דאגות. That's the way it goes. Now, רבותיי, that's what they did. They think over here.
Looks like Ryan.
Big time. That guy looks like Ryan. Anyway, right? Is that a relative? Anyway. We are all cousins. אבל מכל מקום צריך לדעת people are mezelzel. They make this thing, oh yeah, Jewish Valentine's Day. Whoever says that, shalom. Zerishot. This is Takanat Chazal. Chachamim made it so that the girls, Chas v'Shalom, he says, the Orchot Chaim says, Teshev ad shetalbin roshan, should they sit until they get white hair? Sometimes Hashem Yirachem, you know, people who don't get married bazman, Hashem Yirachem, sometimes they can get stuck for years and years. So the Chachamim said, we got to take action. We do this, but it's not the optimal. People think, I just said over here, yeah, this is today's Musar. Musar for today. People think, Bezat Hashem will have Musar tomorrow also. But people think they did on Tu B'Av, Asu Shtuyot. Chas v'Shalom. Chas v'Shalom. Huh? No. Hello. Mr. President, Tekshiv Tov. Yeah?
I'm sure. Exactly how I see.
Shh.
No, it's not.
Shikhtata.
In a good way.
You do, for the A, it wasn't for all the girls. It was for the Atechol Akshiv. Hello. It was for the girls that had problems with shidduchim. Problems with shidduchim. The ones that didn't have problems, lama yavo.
They're married.
Yeah, lama yavo. Yeah. And guess what? And the younger girls that weren't in the parsha yet, they wouldn't come either. You know why?
Not in the
parsha. No reason for them to come. Who came? Yeah, they were coming to do. So he says, they would do it for the ones who were stuck. And they would do Beofen Shem Tzniut. Yeah, you think the boys were sitting over there with binoculars? They would sit. The boys would come learn. They'd come learn, have a shir from the corner, from the corner of their eye. They would see. Oh, but Pluni beseder. Go talk to his father. Talk to Shadchan. You mind making a shiduch between me and Bat Pluni? Tov. And then another one would say, Hayah motza achat for himself, and then achat b'shvil hachaver shelo. Another one for his friend, whatever. That's kachu derech shel olam. You know what I'm saying? I told you. Also, it's happened not once in Am Yisrael's history that bachurim sometimes, as you see somebody by chatuna, by simcha shel mitzvah, not chas shalom to be on the other side, mixed with it, peeking, you know, maybe on their way out, whatever, cross paths. Oh, ra'iti bat kacha, you know, ploni. Maybe you can make a shidduch. Maybe, you know, he says, oh, maybe this one is mat'im for my friend. Maybe this one is mat'im for my brother. You know what I'm saying? It's be'ofen shel tzniut, be'ofen shel ta'ura. I've heard this many times. Mer Shiva tells me this all the time. I've read in Sfarim also. Kabbalah biyadi. I have a tradition that shidduchim that do not start off b'ta'urat ha-kodesh, if they don't start off with tzniut and kedusha in the beginning, later on, sometimes immediately into the marriage, sometimes later on into the marriage, many of those marriages don't last, and even if they last, yesh lem ba'ayot gedolot me'od and shlom bayit and all sorts of other things. Hakol. Bakol mikol kol. Kedusha. Tahora. If it doesn't start off with tahora, yesh ba'ayot achar kach. Kabbalah biyadi.
What are they do tshuva together? They're dating and they do tshuva together.
Mitzuyan. Tshuva is mitzuyan. But even there, even when a person does teshuvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, puts a person through a process, kedil emarek avonotav, you know what I'm saying? So, not necessarily is it always chalak. Kabbalah biyadin, I've seen it a million times. Yeah? Kach shamati merabotai, and I've experienced it, I've seen it many times also. The most important thing is kedusha. Kedusha, b'tzni'ut, b'tahora, person never loses out from tahora. That's why there's many things that Chazal and the poskim, why are they so makpid about certain things? Don't look too much. And the poskim are very against long engagements. Lama, long engagements, better. Yeah, better. Why do you rush?
Allows for avera.
Yeah, the longer a person waits, ze mayase ben velo yecheta. So short, do everything. Ta'aseh, hala, you know, whoever's in the parsha. Tzach la'asot b'tzniut. Tzach la'asot b'sichin. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to have a Rebbe, and not, you know. Mashal, I'll give you a nice zach. Takshiv tov. Shlomo HaMelech seems to contradict himself between Mishle and Kohelet. In Mishle, he says, ooh, famous pasuk, Masa isha, masa tov, yafek, ratzon me'adonai. Yafek, that's your edition. Anyway, Aval says, oh, you find the isha, ze mitzuyan, ze tov me'od. Yeah, but in Kohelet he says, umotze ani mar mimavet et ha'isha, says Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech would know. Yeah. He was married to 1,000 women, and he says, I find it to be more bitter than death. Alo, alo. In Mishle, he said, Tov. Yeah. In Kohelet, he said, Ma? Mar mi mavet. Not bad. Mar mi mavet. More bitter than death. Bemet kacha. Isha ra'a. The Gemara says there's nothing worse for a person in this world than a bad wife. Ishara'a is the biggest klala a person can ever have ba'olam hazeh is ishara'a. Yeah. Now takshiv tov. So, what's pshat? How do you reconcile the contradiction? I heard a nice pshat from my shver once. He said he deals with a lot of shalom bayit. He said this, it's a cute pshat. He says, matzah isha matzah tov. What's a matzah? He found her. You know, shatchan, you know, somebody introduced, v'zeh, go between. Matzah, he found her. Matzah tov. Umotze ani. He goes to look. He looks. He's in charge. He does all the things in an inappropriate way. Lo shatchan, lo klum. Motze ani. Ah, mar mi mavet eta isha. Shama'ata ata. Ze kacha tzarech lasot. Tarat hakodesh. Even these things, not even. Especially these things have to be become sha with tzniut. You're not going to hear this in other places. Why? Because usually in the yeshiva belt, everything's hush hush. Taboo. You know what I'm saying? Aval be'emet, even in yeshivas, even by me, even in yeshivas, when guys get older, there's certain things that's called avad. You know what avad is? A private get-together, and the Rebbe, the Rishiva, the Mashgiach says, kach tzaliot. Why? Because you don't live in a bubble. And it's going to happen, and they're going to say, oh yeah, rak b'tzniot. Rak b'tzniot. And isha shi lo tznua, drop her like a hot potato. Isha lo tznua, lo matim. For bentera, isha lo tznua, ech echoliot. Yeah? Isha, preferably, you know, bat talmid chachamim or bat anashim chashuvim with good midot, with derech eretz, with you know some sort of upbringing shel yeshiva beis Yaakov mashu sheyeh ktzat reach shel Torah. This is the woman that you're entrusting to raise your next dorot. You're not going to raise them. The father is high by. You know what I'm saying? He's learning. He's working. How much is he? Siman Shabbatot zeo. Who's raising the children? Just the mother. Yeah. You're going to take a woman she'en la Torah ve'en la derech eretz. By Torah, I don't mean, you know, she has to know shas. She doesn't have to know shas. It's better if she doesn't know shas. Yeah? Aval ma? It's better if she never learned shas. Ever. Ze hachi tov. Takshivu tov ma ani omer. Huh? No. En beze machloket. Ani omer lecha et ha'emet. Huh? Tov, ze ba'aya shela. Now, aval... Why? It's never to takshiv tov ata. Says, yeah. Aval bat tznua. What I mean by bat Torah, that she has reach shel Torah, she has chashivut for Torah. She, you know, she has chashivut for chesed. Yeah, Eliezer Eved Avraham, when he went to look for a wife for Yitzchak, yeah, this is an honor of Tu B'Av. When he went to look for a wife, he didn't test, you know, Eliezer Ayar Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Shiva. And Avraham Avinu is a Shiva. Eliezer was Rosh Shiva. He didn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please send me a girl who knows Shas. You know what? I'm going to get to the Be'er and I'm going to test her where she's holding on the dial. Can you tell me Pshat and Teisves? Pin test. Yeah, you can tell me Teisves? He didn't ask Rivka and Teisves. Masha'alota. Hagmi'ini na me'at mai mikadev. Let's see your chesed. Chesed for me, for my people, for my ze. Isha ba'alat chesed. Bitzniut, oh yeah, vatikach et tza'iv vatitkas. Right, she took it and she covered herself. Why? From the imav shechina, she saw that the Yitzchak Avinu was ish kadosh v'tahor. So she covered herself. Isha with tzniut, isha with tahora, with yirat shamayim, with derech eretz, ze isha tova. That's a good woman. Lo kacha? No, I'm not even getting into particulars right now. I'm not getting into particulars at all. I'm saying this is general. This is aleph bet. Yeah, if you have isha lo tznua, and tzniut is not only in levush, tzniut is belevush, with dress, tzniut is bedibur, tzniut is behalicha, bemaaseh, bemachshava. Tzniut is a very, very broad term. It's been limited in this generation only to physical modesty. It's wrong. It's only one of the components. Physical modesty has to be coupled with
Parsi's internal.
Najib, Najabat.
You want an Najib in-laws.
Exactly what you described, meaning the person that the...
Najib is like good-natured. It's not necessarily modest.
I mean, the good-natured modesty, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Has to be.
You can have people tznut, who are immodest than Najib.
Tznut is also, a woman can be dressed, you know, to the toe in a burqa. But she can, the way she talks with gava, loud, I think this, relax, hello. Tznut is also ba'anava. Doesn't speak ba'anava. Is this sometimes you speak to a woman? Sometimes you think you're speaking to the president. You know what I'm saying? You speak to a man. Nazi. Adinut, adinut. A woman requires, that's another very important midah, adinut. You know, in Yiddish it's called edelkeit. You know, it's adinut.
To be adin.
Gentle. Gentleness. Pleasantness. She's not adina. Right? Zelo. Be adina. And that all comes with the chinuch. Chinuch that comes from home. Chinuch that comes from school, Beis Yaakov, wherever it is that they go. That's chinuch 101. What I'm saying? Tishma'u tov. Because you don't have any second chances. It's to be b'tzni'ut yesterday's. B'tzni'ut shel dibur, b'tzni'ut shel ma'aseh, b'tzni'ut shel levush. All these things are tremendous things. Sometimes, I've seen this also, you have a woman, tznu'ah, mirosh v'ad regel, yeah? But then, talks to everybody, ha ha ha, hello, is it tznu'ah zeh? It's not tznu'ah. It's not tznu'ah. You just know how to be tznu'ah. That's the way it goes. Zeh tu be'av. When the Chachamim said, this is how they did it. And each one would say their own virtues, yeah? Look at the mayichus, look at the looks, look at the money, look at the zeh. But at the end of the day, the Chachamim made these things to be bederech shel tzni'ut, modest. It's not whoever makes these things out to be like some sort of a ani yodeh ma chas v'shalom.
The worst when they convert to chas v'shalom.
The shtiyot. It's kfira. Kfira. You think zemesh kfira? You think the Chachamim would?
Describe it as the Jewish
values. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. It was the day that Chazal took charge be'ofen shel kedusha to make sure that the continuation of Am Yisrael is not disturbed, and everybody gets a shidduch. Everybody deserves a shidduch. Look at Chazal. Look at how you know special they were and concerned they were that every bat Yisrael, lom shanema, she has money, she doesn't have money, she has looks, she doesn't have looks. Every bat Yisrael deserves a shidduch. Every ben Yisrael also deserves, and they made sure to do it be'ofen shel tzniut in a way that everybody gets it and nobody's ashamed when they're doing it. A, it's niyut, and B, that nobody's ashamed. Why? Because everybody deserves it. What do you mean? Bat Yisrael, let's say, there were banot like that, yeah? No money, no yichus, no looks, vizeh, ma, she's going to stay alone all the... No, Chazal made a takana for her too. That's what the Chazal... It's a Valentine's Day, it's a shtuyot zeh. I mean, it's like the way Chazal did it, b'tzniut. Without tzniut, nechon, Adon Chanukah, without tzniut, nothing goes. Nothing goes. Shalotu, how are they back in the day? B'tzniut. The grandmas.
Everything was covered up. Nobody cared about the this and that.
See?
The extra stuff.
Zeh, mash. He said, "Umeid." That's the way it used to be. Yeah. It doesn't. Today, patuach. Lo kacha. B'tzniut tzarich
liot. The main thing was. Okay, guys. Where's the
money? Yeah.
Same as they were close. The girl was 10 years old. Olden days in Mashal.
I don't know if that's going to work today.
Coming and saying that we want your girl. No, she's already named for somebody so and so.
But they didn't go to, what did they? They went to clubs and they went to Zer, they had a Shatchanim, parents, Shatchanim.
No, they didn't even know
what is clubs.
They had no idea what's a club.
Rabotai, Zeh Aymet.